And Republicans are predicting that by next week, they'll have the votes needed to pass their final version of a tax code overhaul that would cut corporate tax rates permanently, individual tax rates temporarily. The plan, largely hammered out behind closed doors, also scales back some popular deductions such as state and local property taxes, mortgage interest. And there's still some horse trading going on. NPR congressional reporter Kelsey Snell joins us to tell us what's in it. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi there.
So talk first about these generous tax cuts to corporations, smaller temporary tax breaks to individuals. As written, the corporate tax rate would drop from the 39% or so to 21%. Now, both sides of the aisle wanted a drop on this, but there's still some horse trading just among the Republicans on how much. And talk about why the tax breaks are temporary on individuals. That's from 39.6, I think, to 37. This is for the wealthiest earners. So, you know, talk about the horse trading still going on, maybe in the corporate tax, and why the temporary on the individual?
Sure. Well, I think it's important to note that there's general horse trading altogether because we don't have a final bill yet. What we have is Republicans came out yesterday and said that they have an agreement to – that they're calling it an agreement in principle. They have some – some details have been hashed out, particularly the corporate rate, as you mentioned, would be dropped. The top rate would be dropped from 35% to 21%. That is a little bit of a change from what the White House originally said they wanted. They were originally looking for a 20% rate. But it looks like it got bumped up just a little bit to help pay for some tax breaks in other places. Mm-hmm. On the individual side, as you mentioned, the top rate would go from 39.6 under the plan to 37%. We don't know exactly which taxpayers this would hit, but we do know it would be the top wealthiest people. The temporary nature of some of these tax breaks might be a little bit misleading because Republicans tell me that they expect that Congress will decide sometime in the future that they don't want these tax breaks to expire. No Congress likes to be in charge when they are seen as increasing taxes, which is what letting these lower tax rates expire would feel like to people who are paying taxes. But they had to set them up this way to make sure that they fit into strict Senate budget rules. So it's a little bit misleading to say that they are definitely temporary, but in the bill, that's how they're structured.
Okay. What about the so-called pass-through corporations? This is where profits pass through to business owners who then have to declare them on their individual tax returns. Republicans wanted a deduction here. What happened there?
Yeah, so it looks like they are heading in the direction of satisfying the specific Republicans who were calling for more generous breaks for these pass-throughs. Those people are like Senator Steve Daines of Montana and Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. They wanted to make sure that small businesses were treated more like corporations under the new tax bill. We don't know exactly what that will look like, but I spoke with Senator Johnson yesterday. He said he hasn't quite decided how he'll vote on it. He's waiting to see the final bill, but he was pleased with the way the discussion was going.
Okay. There was a proposal in earlier versions to phase out deductions for state and local property taxes. And this was especially a sticking point for Republicans in wealthier states with higher taxes. So what happened there?
Yeah. So they, as far as we can tell, in my conversations with congressional aides who are working on this bill, the plan is to set a cap of $10,000 on state and local taxes. And people could kind of pick and choose and do a little bit of choose your own adventure on how you fill up that bucket. So if you live in a state with really high property taxes, maybe you take up all $10,000 of that with property taxes. Or maybe you're not a homeowner, but you live in a state that has very high sales taxes or income taxes. You could write those off and kind of do pick and choose as you like.
Yeah. The grad school tuition will not be taxed as income. That was a big sticking point. Some deductions for medical expenses, we hear, will still be allowed. The standard deduction will be effectively doubled for individuals. Getting rid of the mandate in Obamacare is still, we understand, in this plan.
Right.
But the version makes it easier to allow drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and there are some other controversial measures like allowing tax-exempt organizations such as churches to endorse candidates. Are those still in?
Yes. We don't know the status of what is known as the Johnson Amendment. That's the one that deals with tax-exempt organizations. The House legislation that passed would have repealed the Johnson Amendment, would have made it so these tax-exempt organizations could do political work. The Senate bill doesn't address it, and that's not something that we've heard a final decision on. In terms of drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, we do know that that will still be in the bill. What it would do is it would loosen restrictions and make it easier for oil and gas drilling in some parts of that reserve in Alaska.
You've got Republican senators like Bob Corker, concerned about the deficit this will produce. Susan Collins of Maine wants some health care guarantees in place if that, fine for people who don't buy health insurance, is done away with. Is there a sense in the few seconds we have this is going to be scored before debate begins on Monday?
Well, they do have to have a score before it can be voted on in the Senate, but we don't know exactly the timing. We also don't know the exact timing of the vote. It could push off into Tuesday or Wednesday at this point. But so far as we know, the support seems to be there. Republicans I spoke to are confident that this will pass.
And we're also hearing that John McCain, who has been ailing, his supporters feel he will be able to be there for the vote. So we will watch. Kelsey Snell, NPR congressional reporter, thank you.
Thank you.